You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Our regular interview with Labour's Andrew Little is back. Tuva'a speaks to the Health Minister about the new localities announced last week as a part of the new health system reforms. Here he is now.
Last week, you announced the first of 9 new locality networks which would give advice to the new Health New Zealand and Māori Health Authority. To start off, could you tell us a bit about what these locality networks are and how they work?
Yeah, so they are, you define the locality, and we have in this occasion with 9 areas. So what we then do is all of the health providers in that particular locality, we draw them together, and we have community representatives, iwi representatives and others. And the idea is then between them, they kind of indicate what health services are available and then what the gaps are and therefore what we need to do. What they can also do and what we expect they will do is also work out how they can better collaborate amongst themselves in terms of existing services and if we are going to add new services, you know, what's the best way to ensure those new services are added. My expectation is that over time what we'll see is a lot more of kind of coming together of health services to make it easier for people to get access to them, rather than, I think, the problem we've got at the moment, which is, particularly when it comes to GPs, for example, a lot of smaller practices are dotted all over the place, and then they refer patients on to somewhere else, and they might be referred somewhere else. So a lot more kind of bringing together, better coordination, a lot more collaboration. That's how they work, and that's what we expect to get out of them.
So you've chosen these 9 areas first. Why these specific locations first?
There's a mix. There's sort of metropolitan areas, there's urban areas, there's urban rural areas, and then, you know, very heavily dominantly rural areas. But also these areas where a lot of the 9 of them, a lot of them have a higher Māori or Pacific population, because they are populations that, you know, tend to see kind of lower levels of access to healthcare and lower health outcomes. And we really want to test what we need to be doing to improve access and improve health outcomes for Māori and Pacific. You know, one of the underlying drivers of the whole health reforms was improving equity, improving access to healthcare. So this is a real chance to test that out in the populations in these particular localities.
You said that there would be between about 60 and 80 localities by 2024. How is the localities position in the country decided on?
So that's the job of Health NZ and the Māori Health Authority, is they're working up really to kind of what makes sense geographically and organisationally. Look, we don't want the localities to be so big that they're big and unruly, and it's difficult to coordinate and to get the level of collaboration needed. Equally, we don't want them to be so small that there's so many of them that we don't get the benefits of that of greater coordination and collaboration too. So that'll be, as with these 9 that were announced last week, that'll be worked out over time. I think one of the things about this group of 9 areas that we announced last week is our areas also that are already demonstrating quite a degree of coordination and collaboration amongst health service providers and with a strong community input. I mean, where I made the announcement last week in Levin and Hori Whenua, there's a lot of community leadership on health issues and health services there, and so that made that a really good candidate to start trying out what this locality network process looks like. But in the end, all of New Zealand will be covered by a locality network, and the job of Health NZ and the Māori Health Authority in the next 2 years is to work up to identify the next localities, work with those communities to get really good health planning underway.
How does a locality reporting to Health New Zealand and the Māori Health Authority differ from, let's just say, a DHB running the whole operation for its area?
Well, at the moment, we kind of consider ourselves that by having some elected representatives on DHB boards, that somehow constitutes community input into deciding how health services operate in a particular area. We don't actually have the richness of the input of the providers themselves and of community representatives themselves. So I think we'll get a much more comprehensive view about what's needed. And then secondly, the decision makers on funding for all this won't be people sitting in a hospital boardroom surrounded by a big hospital campus. Because what we've seen the last 20 years is that when that happens, it's the hospital services that end up getting priority, and community and primary care tend to kind of be the poor cousins. So this really gives us much better information, much better input, and I think will lead to better decisions about what's needed very much at the front line of health. You know, one of the things I'm really clear about is we have to see over the next few years a real shift from the amount of money that goes into hospitals, and of course that's important, we need to keep that up, but we need to see more funding going into that primary care end, because that's where the big gap has been for a long time.
That was Health Minister Andrew Little speaking with Tuva'a.
That was Labour MP Andrew Little.
The Wire.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.